Pub quizzes are an integral part of British culture, and virtual quizzes have got us through lockdown. And one team of people that have kept blind and partially sighted people's brains active over the last few months is Jenny and her team from Galloway's, a sight loss charity in the northwest of England. Thank you for joining me, Jenny. We're going to be doing a little practice quiz later on. You're going to be testing our brains a little bit. But first of all, can you just tell us a little bit, for anybody who doesn't know, what Galloway's is and what you do for people with sight loss in the northwest?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. So Galloway's is quite a well-established charity. We've been going for over 150 years, and we've in that time we've changed quite a lot of the services. We had a school, we had accommodation, and now we're more focused on helping people live their best life in a way that they're wanting to do that. And we do that in a variety of different ways. We have the traditional sight advice and guidance, so you can have a sight loss appointment with us. We can help you with hints and tips at home and things like that. And pre-lockdown, you know, we would be able to maybe be a little bit more interactive on that, but we've changed the way in which we do those now, and we've done quite a few of them on Zoom. So what was a traditional living with sight loss course on a Wednesday afternoon, we tend to have a Zoom session where you can come and get that knowledge that you would have got had you come to a living with sight loss course. So benefits, my guides from guide dogs, local councils, lots and lots of different information. We also have talking newspapers. We've now, because of COVID, we've now got a talking together service. So we have social groups. We have an activity on every day, Monday to Friday, be it via the telephone or via Zoom. So Mondays we have a weekly quiz, Tuesdays we have a weekly good news chat. We have a Zoom session on a Tuesday, which is a general come and have an informal chat about technology. Wednesdays we have our Zoom sessions. We have social groups Thursday mornings and Friday mornings. We have a guest speaker Thursday afternoon. We have our tech talk at 3 on a Thursday afternoon. We have our Get Active social group on a Friday afternoon, and we also have our very own Gogglebox, where we have our own talking telly group where, you know, programs are recommended. And then monthly we've got our book club, and we have our Charles Bonnet service. So yeah, crammed full of choices for people, really.
Lots and going on.
Absolute tons. And then we also have a pub social on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month and of an evening. And that's where our kind of pub social stemmed from. We've also got a Get Active programme. So James is doing walks now because that's permitted. So he's doing walks in different areas. He's also been doing live recorded guided walks, so they can watch that via our YouTube channel. We have technology support as well. So we have our own Synaptic group, which meets on Wednesday mornings via Zoom. And you can also contact myself, Amanda or Andrew, for general tech advice. So yeah, extraordinarily
lots
busy.
And lots going on.
But it's been great. It's great that you've been able to carry on these sort of things through lockdown. And, you know, R&IB and lots of different charities have been able to carry these things on using the technology that's available to us. So the quiz, where did that sort of originate from? Where did the idea to do a quiz at the pub social come from?
We had at the Southport office, we used to have a quiz every other Monday, and I thought, you know what, my group particularly like that. Let's see how others across the charity would like to get involved. So we put some feelers out, and then, oh yeah, that would be good. Test my brain and things like that, and they have an opportunity to just in general have a chat. So we started it off initially on a Monday afternoon, and it's still going. It's posted up on our Facebook every Monday, and you get your answers on Facebook on a Tuesday, and there's always lots of banter going on about that on the telephone. Oh, I didn't know that, and my response is, nor did I till I googled the answer. and things like that. And then we thought, actually, you know, this myself, we've got a couple of other colleagues with sight loss, and we thought, well, There's nothing for us to do. Kind of all our activities are on during the day. So I thought, well, you know, how about putting some feelers out and getting a small group together, have a bit of a relaxed pub social, an hour, An hour and a half. We tried it with an hour. It very rarely and only lasts that time. It tends to go on because people are enjoying themselves. We've had music quizzes in particular. They've been really popular. So we've had guess the song, name the artist with the cover version, name of the original artist and name the song, and lots of various connotations of music quizzes, and they've gone down really well. Currently, we've only got a smaller group. We would love to have more participants. So even if you're not a member of Galloway's, you live in Leeds, you might live in Birmingham, with, you know, get in touch, see if you can join us via Zoom. You can always phone in as well if you don't have access to the Zoom itself. There's always a WhatsApp phone number which we can sort out. And then, you know, come and join us. It's good fun. We like it. It's dead relaxed. We take the mickey out of each other.
Like you would in a pub, I suppose.
Exactly. And that, you know, that's exactly how we've wanted it to be. We wanted it really relaxed, more fun, you know, and it's not a case of I'm the quiz master, or Andrew he does all our technical musical side of it. He's the quiz master and that's the end of it. You know, there's banter coming in, there's laughing and joking going on all the time, and well, I didn't know that, and such a thing. And it sparks off another conversation, just as it would in the pub, you know. And if you want to sit there and have a beer or a glass of wine, then, you know, and you know, sensible drinking, we always encourage sensible drinking, but it's, you're comfortable, aren't you? You're in an environment where you're relaxed, and that's what we want.
Well, we'll have a little bit more information about how you can actually get involved in a little while. But first, here we go. We're going to test his brains a little bit now. Unfortunately, some of those brains are going to be mine, so we're not going to see how well that goes. Right, so let's go. Are we ready? So, Jenny, go ahead. Let's have some questions.
Okie dokie. So, this is on song titles for TV programmes. So, question one. What is the name of the song and by who for the BBC Top Gear programme?
Or when it was the BBC. I don't know. I know the tune. I don't know.
You don't know? It's called Jessica by the Allman Brothers Band.
There you go.
Who knew?
Jessica. Yeah. Who knew?
Exactly. Question two. The Jam's News of the World is the theme tune to which show?
Is it Have I Got News for You?
Ooh, oh, no, Mock the Week.
Oh, damn. Knew it was going to be one of them.
Exactly. Yeah, good choice of programme. What's the name of the theme song for Red Dwarf? Ooh. Now, some of our younger listeners might not know Red Dwarf, but if you 30 plus, then yeah, you've got a good chance of knowing Red Dwarf.
I can't even think of the tune.
Terrible. I will not punish you all by singing or humming it, but it's cold outside. Fantastic. Quiz, let's do a advert. So Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine was used to advertise which item?
I'm going to go with grapes.
Levi jeans.
Right, fair enough. Who knew?
You knew. And many moons ago, Phil Collins' hit The Air Tonight was used to advertise which product with a gorilla playing the drums?
This one I do know. This product I'm very fond of. It will be Cadbury's chocolate bars.
Exactly. Excellent. Well done.
Thank you. She got one. She got one right.
Yay! That's how it's done. We do them in blocks of five on our quiz. I keep score, you know, just out of pure fun. But we don't kind of, it's not serious. You don't have to write the answers down. If you only get 1 point out of 20, we don't care. Did you have fun?
Yeah, that's it. And that's the point, isn't it? That's the point. Really, well, I enjoyed it, even though I wasn't very good at it. I wasn't right cracking, but I still enjoyed it. So, Jenny, if people want to get involved and want to get stuck in with the quizzes, how can they find out more and get in touch?
If they email us at talkingtogether@galloways.org.uk.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me. You've been a wonderful quizmaster.
Fabulous. Thank you. Thanks for having me.